At the mining in Durban yesterday, Minister of Mineral Resources and Energy Gwede Mantashe once again pinned his hopes on hydroelectric power from the Grand Inga project in the DRC and a new nuclear build. He is ignoring the elephant in the room, the 4,000 to 6,000 megawatt shortfall in electricity generation we face right now. Despite being warned more than 3 years ago that the Grand Inga scheme was extremely unlikely to generate electricity in the short to medium term, Mantashe and his department insisted on including it and the potential for new nuclear generation in the integrated resource plan. As an immediate step to address the short-term electricity supply gap, he must prioritize a review of the IRP in order to bring new generation capacity online as quickly as possible. It is clear that Eskom is not up to this task, and it will therefore fall to private investors and independent power producers to pick up the slack. Our economy, and by extension our ability to create and retain jobs, is hamstrung by repeated bouts of load shedding. Only by creating a reliable electricity supply that meets demand can we hope to address the challenges of poverty and unemployment in South Africa. Sadly, Mantashe seems perfectly willing to stick his head in the sand and ignore the urgent needs of the country in favor of his pet vanity projects.